He calls the Zigni Am, he calls them, Vayasem Lifneim, he puts before him, Eskol Hadavemar Elasher Tzivo Hashem, and he presents them with everything that he said. Pasuk Zayin. Okay, so what does it say in Pasuk Zayin? What does Rashi say? There is no Rashi. We did this already. Let's jump down to Pasuk Tes. What are the Pasuk Tes? Pasuk. Wait, what is it over here? Wait. Where are we up to exactly? Let's just do Pasuk Ches. Next Pasuk. Pasuk Ches. Next one. Vayanu, we're up to Pasuk Ches. Vayanu chol am yachta vayomru kol hashadibra Hashem naaseh. Okay, so this is not the pasuk that we're looking for. Naaseh v'nishma is in Parashas Mishpatim. In this parash, we have over here the word naaseh. Kol vayomru kol hashadibra Hashem naaseh. Whatever Hashem says, we will do. Vayoshev Moshe derecha amel Hashem. And Moshe returned the words. Moshe returned derecha amel Hashem. Pasuk Ches in Rashi. Rashi says, "Vayoshev Moishes Divrei Am Bayom HaMacharos Shehu Yom Shlishi." Rashi, if you notice, is very careful over here to tell us the sequence of the dates. On day one of the month, they arrived. They did nothing. They arrived. On day two, Moshe went to Shemayim, day two, Moshe went to Shemayim, and Hashem told him he wants to give us the Torah. And Moshe went down, and the people said, yes, we want to go do it. This is what it says over here. And then immediately thereafter, it says, Vayoshev Moshe Estirei Ha'amel Hashem. You know, it's interesting over here that if you would know better, you would break up this pasuk into two psukim. If I would know better, I would take this pasuk and break into two parts. Vayanu cholam yachav yimkol hashadibra Hashem naaseh. Period. End of the pasuk. Pasuk number two. Vayoshev Moshe Divrei Ha'amel Hashem. And Moshe returned the words to Hashem. It's really two different statements. And it's interesting that the pasuk groups together both of these statements into one pasuk. And then Moshe, the people said yes, naaseh. And Moshe immediately returns to Hashem and says the people said yes. Now, Rashi's pointing out, even though in one pasuk we are bringing together two completely different events, the second half of the pasuk took place the next day. There was a gap. There was a gap in time. The people said yes on the second day of Sivan. Moshe did not return to Hashem and say that the people said yes until the morning of the third day. So l'chayre, there was at least a 12-hour gap from the time that the people said yes to when Moshe returned and said to Hashem, the people want the Torah. There's a 12-hour gap. And in the pasuk is grouping together these two events as if they're seamless. So Rashi makes that point. Rashi says, Vayoshe Moshe Stivriyam, when? When did Moshe return the message? Bayoim HaMocharos, the next day. What is the next day? Shehu Yom Shlishi, which is day three. Sharei Biashkam Ola Moshe went up early in the morning. V'chitzachayil Moshe l'hashif. Frek the Gemara, Rash is the question. Doesn't Hashem know everything? Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Doesn't Hashem know? The people said yes. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to go and say that the people said yes? Of course they said, Hashem knows. Hashem knows everything that goes on in a person's mind. So Hashem needs Moshe to go, and Moshe needs to go and say, the people said yes? That's Rashi. Unbelievable. Is it, even though Hashem knows the answer, if Hashem sends you, it's derech eretz. Moshe did not say, well, since the odeya mi sheshalachni, the one who sent me knows the answer, I do not need to return. No, you don't say that. You do have to return. That's derech eretz. Okay, that's an unbelievable thing. So we already learned over here a lot of chidushim. Learned over here, a chidush number one we learned today is that this pasuk really has two concepts. And it would be fair game to break up these two concepts into two separate psukim. It's a chidush that these two concepts are joined together in a single pasuk, especially when Rashi tells us that these two events took place on two separate days. The people said Naaseh v'nishma on day two, I assume during the day, and Moshe went up to tell Hashem, the people said yes, on, they said Naaseh, and said Naaseh on the next morning. because every time Moshe went to Shemayim, Moshe went up early in the morning. Okay, that's already a chiddush. And the other chiddush over here is, why does Moshe need to return altogether? Hashem knows everything. The answer is to teach you derech eretz. What does the Targum say? Pasaches va'asivu kol amo. They answered. The word vayem, they answered kol amo, kach dor, like one va'amar, and they said kol dimalel Hashem naved. Va'asev Moshe yos piskame amo. Likodam Hashem, Moshe returned the words of the people to Hashem. Now let's see, do they have any comment here? Let's look for a comment on this page. Yes, he does. He has a lot of comments, in fact, over here. Not a lot, a little. Kechado, keachad, gam amil yachta, b'loshon akosav shorosh echad. Vayanu cholam yachdov. Okay, so he's coming over here to make a point that Rashi does not pick up on this point. The pasuk says, "Vayanu chol ha'om yachdov." Why does the pasuk need to say the word yachdov? Let the pasuk just say "Vayanu chol ha'om." So here the commentator says the word yachdov is teaching you. The Targum says they answered pasuches kach do. Commentator ke'echod gam mil yachdov means. Okay, I don't really know the depth of what it's saying here. Next, Yos Piskame Amo Ladash Ramban Shav Moshe Elohor Im Divrei Ha'om. Av Unkel is Lotirgim Kan S Im Kemosha Tirgim Lael. Yos Shav, I don't see saying over there, the coin to Ramban Ladash Ramban Shav Moshe Elohor Im Divrei Ha'om. Av Unkel is Lotirgim Kan S Im. I don't know what he means to say. I don't know what he's saying here. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk test. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, hinei anochi. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, hinei anochi. Bo ilecha be'av he'anon. Hashem says to Moshe, behold, I am coming. Hinei anochi, I, bo ilecha, I'm coming to you. Be'av he'anon. I am coming to you in a cloud. Now, there are two words here that seem to mean the same thing. An av is a cloud and he'anon is a cloud. Why the repetition? So it would seem that the repetition is ba'av he'anon, a thick cloud. Bavur, so that yishma ha'om bidarbri imach, the people shall hear when I speak to you. V'gam b'cho yaminu, they will believe le'olam forever. And then again, we're combining two themes. Vayaged Moshe, estirei ha'om el Hashem. Moshe related the words of the people to Hashem. So look at the order. Look at the order over here now. So I don't know. Yaged Moshe's divrei. What is Moshe? What divrei ha'am? I don't understand. In pasuk ches, it says the people said kol asher divrei Hashem na'aseh, and then it says the next day, vayoshev Moshe. Moshe returned. We returned to Hashem, es divrei, and repeated to Hashem, the people said yes, naaseh, divrei amal Hashem. That's it. The people did not say anything more. Whatever the people said was already returned to Hashem. The people did not speak since Moshe returned, since Moshe went to Shemayim. And yet in Pasuk Tes it says, vayaged Moshe related, es divrei ha'om el Hashem. What words? What new was said that Moshe needs to say it over to Hashem? Furthermore, a second question is, why in Pasuk Ches does it say the word vayoshev, Moshe's divrei, and here it says vayaged Moshe es divrei ha'om? Why in the previous Pasuk does it say the word vayoshev, and here does it say the word vayaged? So let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk ches says be'av he'anon, be'ma'ave he'anon v'ze arofel. Okay, be'ma'ave. So it seems that the word av means a thick cloud. Hashem didn't just come down. It came down with a thick cloud. Okay, a thick cloud. That's av. And that's called the Arafel. Then it says v'gam b'cha, also in you, gam b'nevi'im ha'boim acharecha. So Rashi here is darshaning the word gam. Gam means not just in you, Moshe, but the people will believe in the prophets, all of the subsequent prophets. Vayaged Moshe, Moshe returned, b'yoyim ha-mocharosh, shu-revi-lach-chodesh. Okay, so now, Rashi is coming over here to say, let's read the next Rashi, as divrei ha-om, teshuva al-dovar zeh shamati mehem, sheritzoinam l'shmoya mimcha, ein edoyme hashmeh mipi shaliach l'shmoya mipi ha-melech. Ritzoinenu lirois es malkeinu. Okay, so Rashi over here is adding into the text an enormous amount of information. Okay, there's a lot going on over here, which is not in the text. How did Rashi know all this? I don't know. Rashi over here, because you go read the Bible, the way it says it, it's very hard to understand what's going on over here. Rashi over here is coming over here to say a lot of things. So first of all, let's understand what he's saying. And then we have to analyze this. What does Hashem say to Moshe? Hashem says to Moshe, very good. The people who want to accept the Torah. Okay, here is the plan. Hashem says to Moshe, let me tell you what the plan is. The plan is, I, Hashem, will come to you in a thick cloud. I'm only coming to give you the Torah. I'm only coming in a thick cloud to speak to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. No one else. Everyone else in the Jewish people, they will come and they will listen. They will eavesdrop on the conversation that I have with you. Hinei onochi boi lecha be'avonon ba'avur, yishma ha'om b'darbri imach. The whole Klal Yisrael will come to the mountain and they'll listen, me speak to you. And then when they'll see how much I love you and I speak directly to you, they will believe in you. And not only will they believe in you, they'll believe in all the prophets that come in all future generations. They'll believe in the prophets. Vagam is coming to marry the prophets. Yaminu, they will believe in the Olam. Fine. Now Rashi tells us what happens. It doesn't say any of this. Now Rashi says, Moshe went down from the mountain on day 3 and he told the people the plan. I told Hashem that you said Naaseh. Hashem says, very good. Very good. I'm going to come down in the thick cloud and speak to Moshe, and everyone should come to the mountain and listen and witness the revelation. Hashem will appear to Moshe. The people, when they heard this on day 3, said, Moshe, that's not what we want. When we said Naaseh, we want Hashem to talk directly to us. We're not interested in going to the mountain and watching Hashem speak to you, and we're going to listen. If Hashem wants to give us the Torah, we want to accept it firsthand. Let Hashem come and speak to us directly, not just you. That's what the people said to Moshe at the end of day 3. In the early morning of day 4, Moshe goes to Shemaim and says, Hashem, the people have rejected your offer. They've rejected your offer. They don't want to come to the mountain and listen to you speak to me. They want that you should speak directly to them. And that's what Moshe said to Hashem on day 4. And the words here are vayaged, and maybe we can suggest the word vayaged is a harsh form of speech, like it's gidin, davar vayidaber. There's no gimel, but gade hagoda. There's a harshness. The people have rejected your offer. They want you to speak directly to them. So the first time, it says vayoshev, there was no rejection. Vayoshev means Hashem has made you an offer. And the people said, yes, we accept the offer. When the people accepted the offer, it says vayoshev, we accept the offer. When the people reject the offer, we don't use the word vayoshev, we use a different word, we use the word vayaged. The word vayaged has a connotation that we reject. Vayoshev has a connotation that we accept. Vayaged Moshe is divrei amel Hashem. Now that's what Rashi says. Let me just read the words of Rashi one more time. It first says, "Ba'av ha'anon is b'ma'aveh ha'anon," which the thick cloud is Arafel. The gam b'chol gam b'nevim ha'abor ma'charecha. Gam is coming to include also the prophets and the future prophets. Vayagid Moshe b'yom ha'macharash shehu revil l'chodesh as divrei ha'am. Teshuvah. So wait, what is it? Moshe returned when, number one, the time was on day 4. B'amachras, shuv reviu l'chodesh. Es devrei ha'am, teshuvah, a response al davar zeh shemati mihem. I hear what they said. Sheritzaynam, it is their desire, l'shmoya mimcha, to hear you speak to them directly. They don't want to come and listen to you speak to me. Einoi doimeh ha'shomea mipi sholiach, l'shomea mipi ha'melech. And here come these very beautiful words, which are classic words in Judaism. These are classic words. Ritzoinenu lirois es malkeinu. Okay, these are beautiful words. These are like, you know, choice words. Ritzoinenu lirois es malkeinu. Beautiful words. Okay, that's Rashi. Now let's see what it says. And you can be certain that many of the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. If Rashi has to go bend backwards to tell you a whole collection of things that doesn't say in the pasuk, you can just begin to imagine that everyone else says just the opposite. So let's first see what the Targum says. Targum pasuk test says, "Amar Hashem l'Moshe, Ho ano miskilei loch, I will reveal myself to you be'eva da ano, not in a thick cloud, bedil, so that the yishma amo, the people shall listen." Be ma lo lusi imach, when I speak to you, the afbach, also in you, yehem nun leolam, will they believe in you forever? Then it says in the Targum, the chavi Moshe. The word chavi is the translation of the word vayaged. Moshe related, yos piska mei amo, the words, the matters of the people, likdom Hashem, before Hashem. Okay, it appears that the Targum here is very innocent. He's just translating words. He's not embellishing anything. He's not coming to do anything. Just telling you, translating the words. Now let's see over here the commentator. Maybe he'll open this up. Okay? So the commentator writes over here on the words, Anom miskelei lo tirgim bo. Okay, this is a typical type of thing he says over here. Okay, so this just goes back to the old Yisoid at the Targum and Rashi. They argue if it is proper to attribute to Hashem human characteristics. Rashi, what did he say? Rashi just says nothing. He doesn't really say anything. But the Targum does not translate the word bo, I will come, because Hashem is not a human being. Hashem doesn't have legs. Hashem doesn't come in space and time. I will reveal myself. So he just points out that in the Targum it says that v'amar Hashem l'Moshe ho ano misgilei, I will reveal myself. Because the Targum wouldn't dare translate the words, Hinei Anochi Va, Hashem, I'm coming. How are you coming? You have a ticket? You're coming El Al? You're coming Delta? American Airlines? How are you coming, Hashem? When you say, I am coming, it sounds like Hashem is a physical human being and he has to get into an automobile to come. No such thing. That's why the Targum translated the word Ba with a word that is not correct. Misgalei, I will reveal myself. Okay, that's just a classic Targum thing, Targum Lishitosa. Al Ramban, Cholik V'Soyver. Now we go over here. Shunkulis Nischavin L'Tamim Yudim B'Kabola. All right, forget about that. V'Maral Kosav Shalachin Tegim V'Losh Nisgal L'Sheinim Medech HaKavol L'Bor Yishiyah Bo O'Yoyrei Min HaShemayim L'Mata. Okay, fine, now we know. By the way, this is a very basic thing for the sixth parasha. Dealing over here with Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is descending on this earth. It can, according to the Unkelis and according to the many Rishonim, it's a very disturbing thing that Hashem is coming. He's descending. Hashem lives somewhere else and he's coming. That's a bizoyin to Hashem. Hashem is infinite. All right, whatever. That's why the Targum over here says is Gilu Shechina. Oy, Kasev Rabban. Before, in the beginning, whatever, I will reveal myself to you. All right, these are Kabbalistic things over here. I have no idea. Okay, we learned one thing though, at least one thing that we can take out of this is the word Hine Anochi Va. Targum says, I will reveal myself. Because it's beneath the Targum to say the word come. You don't say the word come when it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. Let me just lift this up higher. Okay. Let's now go to the next pasuk. And notice over here, the Targum over here is not telling us the whole story, like Rashi elaborated. Okay, next. Now we come to pasuk Yud. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe lech el ha'am v'kidashtam hayom u'mochar, sanctify them today and tomorrow. V'chibesu simlo sub. So right now, this is day four. Day four, according to Rashi, go downstairs, tell them they should go clean their clothing today and tomorrow. So that's day four and day five. Day four and day five. Because this conversation is taking place in Shemaim on day four. So Moshe is going to go down and he's going to tell them, Hashem wants you to clean your clothing and purify yourself tomorrow and get ready for day six. Let's see Rashi. Vayer Hashem Moshe imkain shemiz shemaz kikin ledaber imam lech emer laham. In other words, Hashem said, "Fine, I accept. If the people want that I should speak to them directly, I accept. I will speak to them directly, but there are consequences. If I'm going to speak to you directly, you can't come in a state of impurity." So in Rashi, it sounds like that when Hashem made an offer, his original offer, I'm going to come and speak to you, Moshe, and everyone else should come and listen. If you're only coming to listen, you don't need to be tahor. You don't need to go to the mikvah. You don't need to be matar your clothing. Hashem's original plan was very easy. I'm going to talk to Moshe, and everyone else should just come to the mountain. And just come. You come in your dungarees. You can come in your weekday clothing. You're not, because I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to Moshe. You can watch it on Zoom. Okay? You can watch it on Zoom. Haskol Basar Mei Hashem. Okay, and Shavuos, it says silence. What is the first thing you do when you go on Zoom? Can everyone please mute yourself? When Hashem gave the Torah, it says Naftorah and Shavuos, the first thing is Haskol Basar Mei Hashem. It's describing Matan Torah and it says silence. Everyone, let's have silence. There are many riots in the Torah that the Torah was given on Zoom. A lot of jokes about that. But anyway, if Hashem would give the Torah to Moshe and everyone would listen, the people would not need to come to Har Sinai in the state of Tahara. They can come to Har Sinai in a state of Tumah. But now that the people demand that Kadosh Baruch Hu speak directly to them, so now Hashem says, if that's the case, you have to go purify yourself. We got time still. Today is the fourth day, so right away go to mikvah. And tomorrow is the fifth day. And then day six, I'll give you the Torah, I'll be on the third day. So you will already be in the state of Tahara spanning 3 days. The end of day four, the entire day five, and the beginning of day six. And that is sufficient. So Hashem said to them, Hashem says, Imkein she mi za kikin ledaber imam lech elam v'kidashtem v'zimnatem, prepare them, sheyachinu atzmam hayem mochar. So sanctification over here means v'zim natem. Rashi is translating the word v'kidashtem as prepare. Prepare. Prepare for the big day, hayem mochar. Now let's see what it says over here in Onkelos, Pasuk Yod. V'amar Hashem l'Moshe, izel go levos amo. I guess that means the same thing, prepare them. Yoma dein today, umachar tomorrow, and they shall clean their clothing. Okay, they shall vichavrun means, I guess it means to launder their clothing. Now let's see the commentator on this unkelus. The commentator here says, Okay, saying over here, Chiddush. Usizomeininun means to prepare. To prepare. So, v'kidashtem hayoyim u'mochar. According to Unkelis and according to Rashi, all it means is usizomeininun means prepare. How do you prepare? How do you prepare? I don't know. You learn Musar, you daven, you learn say Tehillim. You learn Torah. How do you prepare for Matan Torah? According to Rashi, the word v'kidashtom hayoyim u'mochar just means prepare. I don't know how do you prepare. I don't know how you prepare. According to, this is very interesting, according to, who does he quote? He quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says the word v'kidashtom throughout the entire Torah means one thing only. Stay away from women. Stay away from noshim. Be poirish from your wives today and tomorrow. There's no preparation. It's an instruction. You don't have to prepare. You don't have to do anything. That Torah is not telling you to prepare. You want to go about, do your business. You want to go to work. You want to go do whatever you go do. Do whatever you want to go do. Who cares? One thing. Do not be with a woman today and tomorrow. The word, the Chazal, every time, Kedoshim tiyu ki kodosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. The parasha that tells you all the laws of arayos, forbidden relations, it begins with the word Kedoshim tiyu. And Rashi there says in the beginning, Kol mokom she'ata moitzei kedusha, sham ata moitzei geder erva. It's not just like a nice thing. It's pshat. The word kedusha means separation. And when you say, it's very interesting, by a wedding, what does a man say to a woman? So what does it mean, mikudeshes? Mikudeshes simply means you are designated. But you know what it also means? It means you are separated from me. Because the kedushin, when a man marries a woman, they're not allowed to live together. It's more forbidden for the husband and wife to live together after he gives her the ring than before they're married. Before they're married, if a man and a woman are together, it's not a good thing. But it's not as bad, it seems, if they're together after they get married, before they have nisuin, before they have the second part. Marriage today, there are two parts to marriage. There's the erisin and there is the nisun. The erisin is they're legally married, 100%, but they're not allowed to live together until they do the second part of marriage called the nisun, where the husband takes her into his rishus and recites, and they recite seven blessings under the chuppah, seven blessings. Today, in our society, we do it together. And in fact, we do the chuppah before we do the kedushin. You go under the chuppah, and under the chuppah, then you do the kedushin and make the seven brachas. We do it in one shot, one package deal. But the time of Chazal, there was a year separation, a year gap between the erisin and the nisun. The man marries her, she becomes an arusa, and in fact, the penalty is severe. If a woman has relations with another person during that time, between the erisin and the nisun, she's chayv misa. But if she has relations with a man before she's married, so it's not a good thing. But there is no penalty of death. And likewise, let's say she's with her future husband. Okay? So it's a terrible thing, but it's worse after they have erisin, before they have the nisuin. So what's interesting is that when a man marries a woman, he says to the word haret mikudeshes, the word mikudeshes is lashon of kedusha, and kedusha, according to what the Ramban says, always means separation from one's wife. So here is the machloikis between the Ramban up against both Rashi and Unkelis. According to Rashi and Unkelis, both of them, there is no prohibition being mentioned here in this pasuk that man and woman have to be poirish for the next 2 days. Doesn't say anything. All it says is prepare. A person is with his wife, so big deal. So that you're married, it's not an issue. The prohibition is only, there is an instruction to make preparations. According to the Ramban, no, there's a very specific thing being told over here is separation of men and women. Okay, that's the point over here between Rashi. All right. And then Rashi goes on and gives more instructions. Next pasuk, which we're out of time. We have to stop over here. Rabbi Leza, thank you so much. This is the best half an hour, 40 minutes of the whole afternoon. Thank you very much. Mayor, thank you for coming.
Thank you. What about me?
My pleasure.
What about me?
Of course. It goes without saying. You're the only reason why we have the shiur. I tried to shut down the shiur a few times and you told me I can't. So I owe it to you, Mayor. I was going to shut down the shiur a long time. It's only because of you.
But you don't always listen to me. I want you to find the girl already. Hello?
I hear.
You dropped me, huh?
I didn't drop you. I'm here. I didn't drop you. I'm here.
So I want you to find somebody already.
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah, you're here. All right. All right. Good night.
Does the dog? Does the dog miss you? Does the dog call you on the telephone?
No. I think my daughter sent a picture to show that the dog is happy without me. But you know what? Some boys, see the guys, long payers from the yeshiva, asked me what happened to the dog.
Oh, you see, they missed the dog. That's right.
No, the guys know. They talk to me about breeds of dogs, different kinds of dogs. They're Mavinim. I don't know where they got this knowledge from.
It says that Yaakov Avinu had 600,000 dogs to guard his sheep.
Six. That's how many sheep he had?
He had many more, because one dog can guard many sheep.
One dog can watch
100
sheep.
That's right. That's what it says. It says he had 600,000 dogs. A lot of dogs back then.
Wow.
A lot of dogs back then. They were a big deal.
They had 60 million. You know, there is a breed of dog known as the Kanani dog.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a mean dog. It was probably a wild dog that they trained to become a guard dog. It barks all the time. It's vicious. It likes to bite, you know? It's like an Israeli Sabra, which I'll tell you. You heard what these Mamzerim are doing?
No.
Hamas is gathering big bunches of dogs together to distract the army dogs.
Really?
They're afraid of the army dogs because they're trained. So they have a bunch of dogs they're getting to howl and whatever to distract the dogs. They should run after the dogs rather than do their job.
Aye, aye.
But the trained dogs are not distracted, you know. They ignore it.
Where's the war going? What's going on there? Anything new? Any good news?
Well, another guy died from the Shtachim. A lot of these guys are dying from the Shtachim. In Gush Etzion, they have a military cemetery they built for 50 years. It's already 7% full.
How much full?
7%. Yeah.
Terrible. It's terrible.
You know, Biden can do a lot. If he does the right thing, he can accomplish a lot. But is that tippish? He won't do it.
He doesn't want. He's
right, he doesn't want. I mean, he's stupid.